Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and it is one of my favorite episodes of the month. You know why that is, Stone.
I most certainly do. It is a Thai Atlanta special. What a fantastic group of folks over there. They're doing so much for the community and doing so much to help us get the word out about the great work that businesses and business organizations are doing for the market, the community, and the various professions. This is going to be no exception. We have with us, from a company called Enrich, CEO Arul Murugan. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Well, we are delighted to have you. We want to hear all about Thai here in just a little bit, but I want to hear from the guy who was named EY Entrepreneur of the Year finalist and is the CEO of Enrich. Give us a little bit of a feel for your company. What does Enrich do?
Yeah, sure. Enrich, we specialize in Oracle. Actually, if you look at locally here, we are the largest pure-play Oracle EBS implementation provider. And here we have clients like Global Payments, Sanofi. We also have clients across all over the nation. So we specialize in implementing and supporting Oracle EBS, and also we provide the procurement on the cloud. So if somebody says that I want to buy materials or services and want to pay the vendors on the whole procure-to-pay process, we help those companies on the cloud. So we build the platform on top of Oracle and providing it on a subscription model.
Now, what made you choose Oracle to be the engine for everything?
That's how I started with. So I used to implement Oracle. Mm-hmm. So I am a subject matter. And so I want to do where I am good at, actually. So that's how I grown the company, and now we have 200-plus employee.
We should do that. Start doing something we're good at.
Yeah. That's a good strategy.
I like that. So you got to tell him, Lee, where we're going to be later in the month or next month.
We'll probably see you there at Oracle Open World in September.
Wonderful. I'm going to be there. Yes. Yeah.
We do work with the Oracle Application Users Group.
OAUG. Wonderful.
Yes. And were you at Collaborate 13?
Yes, we will be there.
Yeah, you were there this past year?
Exactly.
So we were there in their booth. We were doing live radio.
Oh, wonderful.
And we'll be at Oracle Open World doing the same thing for them.
Yeah, it's a much bigger event, though.
Yes, it is. Well, it's our first time there. What should we expect? We've never been there before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I go there every year, and there are about 50,000 people that come there.
50,000? Wow. Yeah, it'll be a lot larger than what we were.
Yeah, the whole downtown is hijacked pretty much by Oracle.
It's all Oracle people?
Oracle people, yeah.
So do you like going there?
Yeah, I like there because that's a good networking. Mm-hmm. You meet most of your clients there, and also you meet some of the key executives within Oracle. So it's more like a relationship building event. That's what we look at.
Now, is that important to you, building relationships? Does that help you grow your business?
Absolutely. And also, we are a pioneer in procurement. So there are 3 presentations that we are doing, actually.
Oh, so you're speaking there as well?
Yeah. So my president is speaking. I'm in the panel for one of the Fusion applications. Mm-hmm. And again, one of my VP is in the panel for another discussion. So there are 3 speaking engagement that we have.
So your procurement's important to you, but also supply chain and finance is also important?
Absolutely. So we lead with procurement. That's our strongest. Mm-hmm. And then procurement leads to supply chain, and everything finally leads to finance.
Right.
So within Oracle, that's what we specialize, procurement, supply chain, and finance.
So have you been to San Francisco before well enough to know where we should eat and that kind of stuff and something we should see while we're there?
We're going to hang out with you. You know the lay of the land. Is that
absolutely.
All right?
I've been there many times, and I can give you some good tips.
Perfect. All right, let's find out about the Thai Thai. How are you tied to Thai?
Yeah, I've been involved with Thai for the last 4 years. And I'm one of the co-founder of TYE program, the Thai Young Entrepreneurs Program. And me and Bala, who pretty much took the initiative, started this, and I have a very close heart to that, actually. And then I'm a guy who likes innovation. And so that's where last year we kickstarted with the E2E program, which is enterprise to entrepreneurs, actually. So it's all about innovation. How do we help companies to innovate? And now the companies are looking beyond internal staff. So they're looking outside people to help them in innovation. So that's where we're trying to have entrepreneurs coming in and linking up to the enterprises to support that, actually.
Now, a lot of the bigger companies, they can use the entrepreneur who's kind of an outsider. They're not ingrained in their own organization, right? And they could be doing a lot of, the entrepreneur could be doing some innovative things where these big companies could become a customer for the entrepreneur to help the entrepreneur grow. But it also helps the enterprise because it gives them a chance to experiment.
Absolutely.
Right? Is that what is that kind of the thought behind the EDE program?
That's absolutely the thought behind that. So what we have seen that is that the one thing that we learned, I think I've been involved in this program for the last 1 year. So most of the companies, they're really looking outside, actually. Mm-hmm. Whereas the entrepreneurs think that I have a tough time to get into the company.
Right.
So what's the key here we have seen is that if you really understand what the enterprise is looking for and coming out with a good solution to solve them, you can do great. A lot of time what entrepreneurs or somebody else they do, they try to push what they have. That's not here. It's not like you're trying to push what product or services that you have. You need to be open-minded, really understand what the enterprise wants to accomplish. So what are they trying to do that could improve their revenue? What innovation that they can trying to do? And our goal within the TA is to make sure that we line up the right entrepreneurs because we have such a huge network of entrepreneurs. And the key thing here is networking, actually. So we network, and the key thing is that through the network, we connect enterprises and entrepreneurs, actually.
Now, when an entrepreneur is approaching a large company like this, how do they know who the right person is in the organization that would even be open to having a conversation about what the entrepreneur does or what pain that the enterprise is having so that the entrepreneur can help solve that problem?
Absolutely. I think this is the biggest problem that the entrepreneurs are having. And when we had the last meeting, basically where we had the innovation room. Actually, Enrich, our company, we sponsored the innovation room, and we had the enterprises and entrepreneurs coming in. So at that time, the enterprises very clearly, like Home Depot was there, Equifax, Travelport, Kimberly-Clark. So these are the companies that came down, actually, for that.
And which are very large organizations.
Exactly. Very large organizations. Like Home Depot is a good example. Like the entrepreneurs are asking, hey, how do I work with Home Depot? That's the first question that come up, actually, because they have a tough time to know how to engage because they're a very large company. Actually.
Right. You don't know who to talk to.
Exactly. And so most of the company, they have a separate group of people who leads the innovation, mm-hmm. and sometimes it cannot be. So one of the things that we do is that these enterprises explain how they operate and what is the modality that they do, because every company has different, actually. And so that entrepreneurs come to know what's the process that's been involved, how to engage with this company. That's the first step, actually. They need to really understand. And the enterprise, they don't want to spend a lot of time doing that, so they ask Ty to take care of this, actually. So we want to pre-communicate to the entrepreneurs. So when they come together, they don't want to talk about how to engage with them. They rather want to talk about the ideas and how to implement those ideas, actually. So in the first program, what we have seen is that most of the time it's more like a logistics. Hey, how do we work together?
Right.
And in the second one, we improved where we already worked with the enterprises, understand, oh, these are the three initiatives that you are trying to do. So, and communicate that to the entrepreneur. So they have an idea what they want to do. So they're more prepared. So when they come and in the innovation room, when they discuss, it's going to be a lot more productive, actually.
I mean, mentoring is such a critical, integral part of the TAI ecosystem. We've had some mentors in here. We've had some of the young entrepreneurs in here. And aside from just being really good people, you guys have kind of cracked the code. You figured out how to do mentoring well, haven't you?
Absolutely. I think this one is a different kind of mentoring. We have different pillars, like TYE. That's for the young, high school.
Right, high school age.
Exactly. It's completely mentoring. Then we have the TAI X, which is basically for the budding entrepreneurs, actually, where we do the complete mentoring. Here, I would say that mentoring is important, but more than that, it's a communication and the networking. So as I talked about, we lined up enterprises, understand what are the innovation that they want to do. We want to make sure that we clearly communicate to the entrepreneurs and educate the entrepreneurs how to work in this model. So our goal is to provide as much information as possible and then mold the entrepreneur so that they can smoothly work with the enterprises, actually. So whatever the initial struggle that they're having, we are trying to solve them so that the entrepreneurs can directly work with the enterprise and get the objectives done.
Now, you're like kind of a matchmaker,
Absolutely.
Right? You're like vetting the entrepreneurs for the enterprise so they don't waste their time with a lot of people that aren't the right fit. And then you're educating the entrepreneur to show them, look, if you want to work with these people, this is how, this is what they need. So you better tailor whatever you're doing to fit into that thing. So it's a perfect match instead of kind of a just a random guess.
You're correct. And actually, there are three more co-chairs who works along with me in the E2E program. So one of the other co-chairs tells that we are like a e-harmony, actually.
So you're e-harmony for enterprise to entrepreneur, right?
Exactly.
Now, so, is there any of the enterprise need radio? Just trying to figure that out. They ask you about that?
Not at
if they do, just keep us in mind.
Well, you know what? I really do think the universe is trying to help us out because we were speaking just Friday. We want to work with the American Express, the Chase, the Staples, the folks that have these small business initiatives. We feel like there might be a way to use our platform. We've been scratching our heads. How do we get in? How do we get in? What do they want? And then finally we said to ourselves Friday afternoon, you know what? Why don't we just ask them?
Right.
And now not only are they saying we'll just ask them, they're providing a vehicle that helps you ask them intelligently and ask the right people.
Right.
I think this is the universe trying to help me and you out a little bit.
Is that so now in your experience in your company, is that what you did? You started working with the larger firms and you tried to find out what the pain was and
exactly. Yep. Even though we are a smaller company in the sense like we have 200 to 250 employees, but we had a strong heritage of working with large companies. Like I started working with GE. Fidelity.
So that was your first company that you work with?
Yeah. Mainly so because of my past interactions with those companies.
So you already knew somebody in GE?
Correct, yeah. And I've done some work, so I understand their business model.
Right.
So then what happened? So mine is a good example. So meaning that I understand how to crack in and work with the larger enterprises, actually. And the way I build the company is basically I provide some unique ideas. So it's about enabling innovation. That's how I work with the customer. Similarly, that's what I would tell any entrepreneurs, actually. Don't get scared with the large enterprises. Large enterprises are the one, they're really looking for talent like you. They really need more people like you. So if you have the right idea, tailor to them. So don't try to go with what you have. Try to listen what they want to accomplish.
Don't force your idea on the big company. That's not going to work,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So you listen to what the big company says, and then you tailor what you've done so it fits perfectly like a glove, right? So they have to say yes almost.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about your personal growth, being involved with Tide, being involved with E2E. What kinds of skills have you learned and how has your thinking evolved?
Yeah. I think there are many ways the skills has improved. The one I think when I got involved with TYE, I think it's more like about my passion towards giving to what I learned. So that's the first thing I learned, actually, giving back. Because so far in the last 10 years, I'm so focused in growing the company, I don't even look outside, actually. So in the last 2 to 3 years, I'm able to pass on my learnings, actually. And second thing, there is a program called COBA, Council of Board of Advisors, that TAI has come out. And I'm one of the first two companies, actually, who signed up for that. So they provide the right board of advisors to our company, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So
did
we
that
have
help you?
100%. I can tell you a success story as well. So we had 5 board meetings so far. And then when we had the 4th board meeting, we are in the process of acquiring/merging a UK-based company. It's kind of a competitor to ourselves. So the board really helped me to make the right decision. And also when we are going through the due diligence and the negotiation process, the board is able to give me the right kind of advice, which helps me to do the right thing, actually. So now,
before you had this board of advisors, would you have even considered this? Or do you think that would have been too complex of a thing to get into with the growth of
what? Correct. Yeah, we have not considered because it's completely bootstrapped.
Right.
And then it's pretty much I run the company.
So when you got this board, it gave you the confidence and the expertise to take on like a global initiative like this to partner with it's one thing to partner with a company down the street. Another thing is an ocean away. Yeah. That's another thing.
What I did is that even though it's called board of advisors, I ran it as like a true board of directors meeting. So basically, I thought, like, I'm accountable to this board of directors. Mm-hmm. So I came out with my financial statements. This is what we had done last year. This is the growth that we had. This is what we need to do for the next quarter, actually. So what it helped me is that even though I am the CEO, I am the founder, and it's bootstrapped, but still I felt that I'm accountable to the board, and I had the urge that every quarter I need to show the improvement, actually. Mm-hmm. And they asked the right kind of question, which triggered me. It's not about them giving me, so it's more about they asked the right question, have you considered this, have you done this, actually. So that helped me to put the right thing. And when I'm doing some strategic things like merger or acquisition, they kind of provide the advice, because the people that we had in the board, they had done that many times. So they're able to give me the right kind of advice, actually.
Right. And that way you had you fast-forwarded your learning curve, right? They were able to kind of head off some mistakes you might have made if it was just you by yourself.
Got it.
Is there an application process, or is it by invitation only? Can we buy our way into this thing? How does it work to become a part of
right, this? Like, how does an enterprise get involved, and how does an entrepreneur get involved?
Yeah. Sure. It's kind of pretty open. So we encourage as many enterprises as possible, because for this, we want enterprises to sign in. So what we are doing is that the key co-chairs within the TAR, our goal is to basically to communicate this to enterprises, actually, because not many enterprises knows that this program is there. So we want to communicate with them. So in the last 1 year or so we met with a lot of companies. And 6 months back, what we done is that we invited many companies to come to this innovation room so they can get a feel of it. Hey, we lined up entrepreneurs to be here so that companies can come in and they could talk about the innovation or ideas that they want to accomplish, actually. So we work with the enterprises, and we basically go with what that enterprise wants. So, for example, if we work with Kimberly-Clark, they come out and say that, hey, they clearly define what they want. So they're given, these are the three initiatives that we want to have. So it helps us to communicate to the entrepreneurs, actually. And with entrepreneurs, we are trying to put a more process in place, because that's where the frustration comes to the enterprises. We don't want entrepreneurs to come and ask the same question, because every time the entrepreneur comes in, they would ask, like, hey, how do I first work with you? Mm-hmm. And so what we have done is that we put a little bit more streamlined process. So we work with the enterprise, understand what are their objectives and how the entrepreneurs can work with them. So then we communicate that to the entrepreneurs, and we put a process in place so that they get all the knowledge beforehand. So when we connect them to the enterprises, they would just go and talk about those ideas and how they can help the enterprises to achieving those ideas, actually.
It's more efficient this way. That way they don't waste each other's time.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
And now, so you're looking for more enterprise companies to get involved?
100%.
Now, what are the, you mentioned some of them. Do you want to kind of, what's the profile of an enterprise company that you're looking for?
So what we look at is that we looked at the strength that TAI ecosystem had, the charter members, the entrepreneurs that are involved. So what we found is that technology or the IT is one of the biggest strength that the charter members has. And then within that, big data is something that every company is looking after. So initially we thought whether we want to go by industry, then we want to do that. You know what, let us take a specific domain. So we are taking big data or technology, and then we want to work with any of these companies in any of these industries in that specific area. So by that way, the company knows that, because there are a lot of innovation that you can do surrounding big data. It's a very big topic. So that's what we kind of refining ourselves. So for example, if you can want to work with Equifax, they could come back and say that they have certain things to do within the big data. And
there's healthcare IT in addition, right?
Exactly.
That would fit under big data. I mean, there's lots of places big data.
That's the second domain that we're looking at, healthcare IT, particularly in Atlanta, that's kind of growing.
Right. Financial makes sense. Healthcare IT makes sense.
Yes.
There's a lot of, I mean, Atlanta has a lot of companies that fit both of those.
Exactly.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more, is there a website?
Yes, they can go to the TAI Atlanta website, and there is a section for E2E. So they can go there and understand the program, actually.
And then so they can, an enterprise can apply there, and an entrepreneur can also get information there.
Absolutely.
Well, right?
Correct.
And then you mentioned the TAI, T-Y-E, that's available there as well.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. So we have five pillars. So the information about all five pillars are available in the website, actually.
Now, your firm, Enrich, do you guys have a website?
Absolutely. So ours is enrich.com, E-N-R-I-C-H.com.
And that's for people who use Oracle?
Exactly.
So if procurement, supply chain, or finance?
Yeah. If they are using Oracle EBS, because Oracle has bought so many products like Siebel, PeopleSoft.
Right.
Oracle EBS is their flagship ERP product. So if any companies, they're using Oracle EBS, we are the leader in that. And so they could talk to us, actually. We could help them.
Well, thank you so much for being part of this show.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, actually.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next week on Atlanta Business Radio.